It's just after 5:30 in the afternoon. Lawyers and government employees are streaming out of their offices, but the restaurants in downtown Tucson aren't filled with these professionals. They're bustling largely with visitors from out of town. Tom and Mary Doig from Duluth, Minnesota, are having happy hour drinks at Pinka on Broadway.
We're going to the concert tonight at the Rialto.
The Doigs arrived in Tucson at the peak of the city's tourism season.
Well, we went to the University of Arizona basketball game the other night, and we've spent a lot of time around the pool working on our suntan and soaking up the heat. You got to remember, for the last 2 weeks, it's been 20 to 30 below every day back in Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Tucson's tourism season runs January through March, when droves of visitors like the Doigs from the frigid Midwest and Northeast descend on the city in search of warmer temperatures. The 60th annual Tucson Gem and Mineral Show kicks off a series of high-profile events that will take place throughout the coming weeks. Others include the Tucson Rodeo and the Accenture Match Play Golf Championship. The city will also host 10 Major League Soccer teams during preseason training. During the two-week Gem and Mineral Show, more than 55,000 buyers, collectors, and dealers will come to Tucson. Vendor Z. DeHaeg says the show is vital for his mineral business.
It can generate, you know, as much as a quarter or half of your annual income. For me, it's less than that, but, you know, it's still a significant, it's the most significant show in the world of this type.
Haeg, who has attended the Gem and Mineral Show since the 70s and lives in Tucson, says over the last few years he saw a steep drop in the number of visitors to his booth and in sales at the show. He attributes this to the rough economic climate. Brent DeRod is the president and CEO of Visit Tucson, the city's tourism bureau. He says in 2007, the show injected an estimated $100 million into the local economy. That figure plummeted to $65 million when the recession was at its worst. DeRod says it's not just the Gem and Mineral Show, but the entire tourism sector that has taken a deep blow since 2008.
Since the recession, Tucson has struggled from a tourism standpoint. There's no question. Anything from lost flights to the impacts of Senate Bill 1070 and what that's done throughout Arizona when it comes to diminishing numbers of meetings coming in, those are things that have been of concern.
A study commissioned by the Arizona Office of Tourism puts total direct travel spending at $2.7 million in Pima County in 2012, roughly the same as it was in 2006. Alberta Charney is an economist at the University of Arizona's Economic and Business Research Center. She says employment at Tucson's hotels and resorts peaked in 2000 and has fallen 37% since then. While the worst is over, she says the recovery appears only tepid.
The country is still sort of suffering as a whole. To get here, you've got to almost always take two flights. Airline tickets aren't cheap, and the whole country is suffering in terms of median wage. You know, it's a luxury to travel.
DeRod of Visit Tucson also expects the tourism sector to be relatively flat this year compared to last. In addition to the tough economic times, the departure in 2010 of Major League Baseball's spring training also had a negative effect on the sector. And there's talk that 2014 could be the last year for the Accenture Match Play Golf Championship, which has taken place in Marana since 2007. DeRod says Visit Tucson is trying to take a new marketing approach for the city.
We spend a lot of time here in this market trying to save what we have versus going out and taking advantage or finding things that are new that we could add on to an existing base. And that's a dynamic we need to turn around as a destination. We need to find a way to certainly secure the events that we have, but then to go out and really start to grow upon that. And so it's going to take the community working together.
Despite the lackluster outlook for the tourism industry, extreme temperatures in much of the country do offer glimmers of hope for Tucsonans that rely on a strong visitor season. Visit Tucson runs ad campaigns in Chicago anytime the temperature falls below 20 degrees there. However, that campaign has already run out of money because of so many days of consistently cold weather this year. Snowbirds Tom and Mary Doig may be disappointed to hear that temperatures are also expected to plummet in Tucson over the weekend to the mid-60s. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Vanessa Barchfield.